الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. About this deen, as Allah takes all the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, Ayah number 92 specifically. And this is the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasser al-Sa'di rahmatullah, who was the Shaykh of Shaykh bin Uthaymeen. Those who know Shaykh bin Uthaymeen should know Shaykh Sa'di. Ayah 92 reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون. And this is a book which we have sent down, blessed and confirming what was before it. What was before it, ya Mawlana? Did y'all do your homework first? Very funny, isn't it? The homework. What was the word? Aywa. Did you do the homework? Who am I supposed to tell your father about you? Father? They didn't do the homework. Please get involved. Anyways, what was I saying? Aywa, what was before the Quran? What is the last revelation before the Quran, as far as we know, in chronological order?
Injil.
Injil of Isa, صح? Do we have it? No, we don't have it. The Gospel of Jesus, we don't have. We have a Bible. The Bible is not equivalent, is not synonymous, is not a replacement for the Gospel of Jesus. Now, are there some of the teachings of Jesus in that Bible? Probably. And these are the ones which we find are in agreement with the Quran, with the Islamic teachings. These are the ones we assume are sound because they agree with the Islamic teachings. Ala kulli hal. That you may warn the mother of cities and those around it, those who believe in the hereafter believe in it, and they are maintaining their prayers. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, أي وهذا القرآن الذي أنزلناه إليك مبارك, meaning this Quran which we have sent down upon you is blessed. أي وصفه البركة, its description is a blessing. وذلك لكثرة خيراته, this is due to the abundance of its goodness, abundance of goodness. وسعة مبراته, and then the vastness of its coverage. مصدق الذي بين يديه أي موافق للكتب السابقة وشاهد لها بالصدق, meaning it is in agreement in regards to confirming the books before it or what was revealed before it. It means it is in agreement with the previous scriptures and it testifies for its truthfulness, meaning we bear witness that Jesus was given the gospel like that. We as Muslims, because maybe a Buddhist or Hindu, someone will say, no, we don't have any evidence. So we have an evidence from the Quran that Jesus is given the gospel. We believe in it. Why? The Quran made that declaration. We follow the Quranic teachings. The presence or the absence of the book is irrelevant. Because the Quran didn't say also that it has been preserved. On the contrary, the Quran told us that it was distorted. And that they changed. And harrafu. And they distorted and they altered and they changed. So the Quran proves the existence and denies the authenticity at the current moment. Or even if there was, Al-Quran muhaymin. The Quran is superior. It's the most authoritative. Period. Khalas. Case closed. وَلِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا أَيْوَ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ أَيْضًا لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. We have also revealed it so you may warn the mother of the cities. وهي مكة المكرمة and it is مكة ومن حولها من ديار العرب and among and other lands and other areas around it from among the lands of the Arabs بل ومن سائر البلدان. Sheikh said no, rather the rest of the countries. Why? Because the message of the Prophet ﷺ, was it only for the Arabs? It's for more. What's the evidence, ya Sheikh?
We want an evidence that the Prophet ﷺ was not sent only to the Arabs, or that the message of Islam is not only for the Arabs. You want something that indicates universality. You are about to provide an evidence, otherwise your claim is rejected. Good. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That's one evidence. We have only sent you as mercy to all of the worlds. Everything. So he was involved, his message was supposed to be delivered to everything and everyone. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب. فَتُحَذِّرَ النَّاسِ عُقُوبَةَ اللَّهِ وَأَخْذَهُ الْأُمَمِ وَتُحَذِّرَهُمْ مِمَا يُجِبُ ذَلِكَ. So he warned the people about the punishment of Allah and how he punished or how he destroyed the nations. And he warned them against what will bring about Allah's destruction of the nations. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ لِأَنَّ الْخَوْفَ إِذَا كَانَ فِي الْقَلْبِ عَمَرَتْ أَرْكَانُهُ وَانْقَادَ لِمَرَاضِ اللَّهِ. Because if fear is instilled in the heart, then the pillars of that fear will be established and it will guide the person to seek Allah's pleasure. That's why those who believe in the Akhirah, they believe in the Quran. وَهُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And they, in regards to their prayers, are persistent or consistent. أَيُدَاوِمُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Meaning they are consistent in doing it. وَيَحْفَظُونَ أَرْكَانَهَا وَحُدُودَهَا وَشُرُوطَهَا وَآدَابَهَا. And they maintain its pillars, its limitations, its conditions, and its etiquettes. وَمُكَمِّلَاتِهَا. And the perfection elements of the salah. What perfects the salah. جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. The Shaykh said, or actually ayah number 93 reads, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون. And who is more unjust than one who invents a lie about Allah or says it has been inspired to me while nothing has been inspired to him? And one who says, I will reveal something like what Allah revealed. And if you could but see when the wrongdoers are in the overwhelming pangs of death, while the angels extend their hands saying, discharge your souls. Today you will be awarded the punishment of extreme humiliation for what you used to say against Allah other than the truth, and that you were towards His verses being arrogant. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, يقول تعالى, لا أحد أعظم ظلما ولا أكبر جرما ممن كذب على الله. No one is of greater oppression, or no one is a greater oppressor, nor a bigger criminal than the one who lies against Allah. And we understand from that, as per the prophetic ahadith, that also a similar criminal, perhaps of a lesser degree, is the one who lies against the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When someone knows the hadith is da'if, or mawdu', or is just a story, and yet they use it to establish falsehood in the land, and to facilitate free mixing, and all types of nonsense, by undermining the status of the Sahaba, making them appear to be belittled in their thinking, and people of no sense and no logic. And this is made to entertain the people. It's one of the most grave sins. People don't realize it. They think sins is zina, sins is riba, sins is whatever. Those type of sins, wallahi, are more grave, are far graver than the sins which we do out of our desires, out of following our desires. because these entail the misguidance of the masses of people. And today we're living in a world of hypersensitivity. Can't say much about it. People get mad. But this is the Messenger of Allah. This is the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. This is a big deal. You're just a hater. Wallahi musta'an. بل بأن سبنا بأن نسب إلى الله قولا أو حكما وهو تعالى بريء منه. An example of someone who lies against Allah is a person who attributes to Allah a statement or a ruling and Allah is free of it. Allah is innocent of it. Someone says, you know, Allah said, and you hear this a lot, somebody will read something from some sort of Christian background and it says that Allah will say, if you are ashamed of me in front of the people, I'll be ashamed of you on the day of judgment. Where did Allah say that? Nowhere. It's a Christian expression that people say from their God to Allah, and these things come creep in into the Muslims, and you hear Muslims asking or making statements that have nothing to do with the Quran or the Sunnah. It's not even a Hadith Qudsi, it's just a completely fabricated story or expression. This is an example. Person claimed that Allah said something, Subhanahu wa Taala, which he didn't say, or ruling which Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't pass. Yarhamukallah. We should all say Yarhamukallah once you heard him say Alhamdulillah. It's not like an option. I hope you guys know that. It is not an option. If he didn't say Alhamdulillah, it would have been impermissible to say Yarhamukallah. Once he said Alhamdulillah, it becomes obligatory to say Yarhamukallah. It's beautiful when all these Muslims make dua for each other. طيب. وإنما كان هذا أظلم الخلق لأن فيه من الكذب وتغيير الأديان أصولها وفروعها ونسبة ذلك إلى الله ما هو من أكبر مفاسد. الشيخ said, why is this among the most oppressing of human beings or creatures? Because the lies which it entails, or the lies entail the changing of the deen of Allah and its fundamentals and its branches as well. And then attributing all that to Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is among the greatest forms of corruption. It's among the greatest forms of corruption. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْدِعَاءَ النُّبُوَةِ. Included in that is the allegation of prophethood. Someone who alleges or claims or pretends to be a prophet. Like Musaylama al-Kadhdhab. عاشت الأسامي يا مسيلمة. What a beautiful name. What's your name? Musaylama al-Kadhdhab. Musaylama the liar. It's beautiful, right? That's what happens when you try to lie. Can you imagine until the day of judgment people call him Musaylama the liar? That's pretty bad. That's what happens when you try to claim to be a prophet. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِي إِلَيْهِ. Or claim that Allah reveals something to that person. وَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ فِي ذَلِكَ. And he's a liar in this regard. فَإِنَّهُ مَعْ كَذِبِهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَجُرْأَتِهِ عَلَى عَظَمَتِهِ وَسُلْطَانِهِ. This person, on top of his lie against Allah, and his audacity against Allah's greatness and authority, يُوجِبُ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ أَنْ يَتَّبِعُهُ. He makes it obligatory on the people to follow him. You have to follow me, I'm the new prophet. وَيُجَاهِدُهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And he fights them in regards to that. وَيَسْتَحِلُّ دِمَاءَ مَنْ خَالَفَهُ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. And then he makes lawful the blood of all those who oppose him and their wealth. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ كُلُّ مَنِ ادَّعَ النُّبُوَّةَ. Included in this ayah, everyone who claimed prophethood, كَمُسَيْلَمَ الْكَذَّابِ. Like Musaylama the liar. وَالْأَسْوَدُ لَعَنْسِي وَالْمُخْتَارُ. These are another individuals who claim prophethood. وَغَيْرُهُمْ مِمَّنِ اتَّصَفَ بِهَذَا الْوَصْفِ. And others who have made that claim. And also, وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ. I will send down, I will reveal like that which Allah revealed. أي ومن أظلم ممن زعم أنه يقدر على ما يقدر الله عليه ويجاري الله في أحكامه. Who is then also more oppressive than the one who claims that he's able to do what Allah is able to do, and that he can compete with Allah in his rulings. ويشرع من الشرائع كما شرعه الله. And then he wants to legislate legislations like Allah legislated. ويدخل في هذا كل من يزعم أنه يقدر على معارضة القرآن. Included in that is everyone who claims that he can oppose the Quran. he can contradict the Quran. وأنه في إمكانه أن يأتي بمثله, or the one who claims that he is able to bring a Quran like it, you can bring a text like the Quran, like Anis Sirosh. You guys know Anis Sirosh? Musab, you know Anis? You don't know Anis? Anis? Anis, this guy, if you want to look, if you haven't come across a clown in your life, it's about time you look into Anis. No, brother, not this Anis, Allah khalik. Anis Sirosh is a Palestinian Christian. He's a Palestinian. It's unusual because he was an Arab who obviously studied in the West, so he became well versed in the English language and got all these degrees. And then he debated with Ahmad Didat on many occasions about so many things. But this guy, yani from among all the clowns which Ahmad Didat debated, this guy was a class of his own. He was out of this world. Yani, words cannot describe how crazy this person is. He's completely and utterly crazy. He's still here. Now of course he was caught stealing money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anytime one of these people came in public and made a big deal, somehow they got burned down the line. It's pretty amazing. He was caught burning evidence because he collected so much money from the Christians. He needed the money, funds, to fight Islam, because his job in life was to fight Islam in different places and debating. So he collected all this money, which he obviously used to buy cars and homes and whatever, and then they caught him on the surveillance camera, CCTV, burning all the different papers and whatever that proves that he collected money. So he was basically robbing the people for their money. Nothing unusual. If you see him in the thing, what a liar he is, if you see the audacity in lies, you will not be shocked that he was stealing money. That's like, oh, that's the least thing he can do. This guy was insane though, because he spoke Arabic, and he tried to use the Arabic language against the Muslims in his da'wah. You know, and he came to the first debate wearing shibagh and igal, huh? Which some of the Palestinians wear. So completely deceiving the people, looking like an Arab. He's an Arab, looking like an Arab, but with a Christian twist. Crazy stuff. I don't know how I got to Anis Sirosh. But yeah, I know how. This guy claimed that they would make their own Quran. So him and a group of people of like-minded, similar interests came together, huh? And they made the Furqan. They made the Furqan. And they came on, finally, after years, the project was ongoing, after years of work, they finally had the ability now, on one of the debates with Ahmad Didat, to recite this new Quran upon the people. And the thing sounds like the Quran, but it's all about Jesus. Right? The funniest thing in the world is, a lot of the people there that are attending are non-Arabs. They cannot differentiate. You know, if I speak to you right now, I can say so many things in Arabic, you might not be able to tell the difference. It just sounds the same. Regardless, the more he would recite, the people were laughing. Even though the people don't understand where the distortion is, they cannot differentiate, but the thing had absolutely no impact, that everybody was just having a blast, laughing at this guy pretending to be reciting the Quran. And this is the miracle of the Quran. Yani someone would say, wallahi, it sounds the same. But they couldn't. And the project, that was the first time and the last time they made that attempt to claim that they came with something like the Quran. The whole project was a complete failure on stage. It was so funny. If you watch it, you will die laughing. Because of how he twisted the Quran, and he's saying, you know, اتبعوني أنا المسيح عيسى يسوع الشفاعة, whatever he said. And the people are like, what is this guy doing, man? This is supposed to be the Quran right now? Get off stage, man. Next. Nobody bought it. So these are an example of people who try to say, I'm going to reveal like Allah revealed. What did Allah do to them? Humiliate them. That's all that happened. They can't. They will never be able to. Now, وأي ظلم أعظم من دعوة الفقير العاجز بالذات الناقص من كل وجه مشاركة القوي الغني. The Sheikh said, what greater oppression is the allegation of a very poor, incapable, deficient creature who's deficient in every way, trying to compete with the al-qawi, the most powerful, al-ghani, the most rich, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي له الكمال المطلق, the one to whom belongs the ultimate perfection. من جميع الوجوه, in all respects. في ذاته وأسمائه وصفاته, in Allah's essence, in Allah's names, in Allah's attributes. So a human being who's all deficient is competing with the all perfect, claiming I can bring the Quran like Allah's. Are you out of your mind? ولما ذم الظالمين ذكر ما أعد لهم من العقوبة في حال الاعتبار. When Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the wrongdoers, then it was appropriate that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will mention,
the battery is gonna die.
That Allah Azza wa Jal will mention what will be awaiting them of punishment at the time of death. So he said, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ أَيْ شَدَائِدِهِ وَأَهْوَالِ الْفَضِيعَةِ, meaning the pangs of death, the very horrible, gruesome moments of death. لَا وَحَالَةٌ لَا يَقْدِرُ وَصْفَ نِصْفَ, it's an affair that no one can describe. والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم, the angels have their hands extended, أي أولئك الظالمين المحتضرين بالضرب والعذاب, meaning they extend their hands, beating those who are dying in the state of oppression. يقولون لهم عند منازعة أرواحهم وقلقها وتعصيها للخروج من الأبدان, they say this to their souls which are refusing to leave their bodies while they are being beat. أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تزون عذاب الهون, bring yourselves out. Today you will be tasting the severe punishment. أَيَا الْعَذَابُ الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يُهِينُكُمْ وَيَذُنُّكُمْ وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ, the punishment which will humiliate you and disgrace you. And this is, the reward is equivalent to your deeds. I mean, this is what you did, that's what you get. You know, you get what you do, basically, type of thing. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, this punishment is because of what you used to say about Allah other than the truth. مِنْ كَذِبِكُمْ عَلَيْهِ, of your lies against Him. وَرَدِّكُمُ الْحَقِّ, and your rejection of the truth. الَّذِي جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ, the one that the messengers brought forth. وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, أَيْ تَرَفَّعُونَ عَنِ الْإِنْقِيَادِ لَهَا, so you were too arrogant, you used to see yourselves as better than following the ayat of Allah. والاستسلام لأحكامها, or the submission to its rulings. وفي هذا دليل على عذاب البرزخ ونعيمه, the Shaykh is now using an interesting ayah. He's saying this ayah is an evidence about the punishment and the punishment of the interval life, the life in between. Barzakh is that life in between, meaning after death, before the day of judgment, right? There's a life of the people of the graves, that barzakh. He said this ayah is an evidence that there's bounty and or punishment in that interval life. Why? فإن هذا الخطاب والعذاب موجه إليهم إنما هو عند الاحتضار وقبيل الموت وبعده. This context of punishment and the speech is at the moment of death and afterwards. وفيه دليل على أن الروح جسم يدخل ويخرج, and there's an evidence that the soul is a physical entity itself, and it enters and it exits, right? Because it enters the body, أخرجوا, and bring your souls out. So it has, there's a physical existence of the soul that needs to go out. ويخاطب, and it's something that you can address and speak to. ويساكن الجسد, and it lives in the body. ويفارقه, and it departs from it. فهذه حالهم في البرزخ, this is the affairs and the interval life. وأما يوم القيامة فإنهم إذا وردوها مفلسين فرادا بلا أهل ولا مال. As for the day of judgment, when they attend that day, they will attend their bankrupt with. This is the Shaykh.
That commentary is for verse number 94.
Okay, no problem. We'll figure it out. We're just gonna go with the paragraph of the Shaykh. Tamam? فإذا وردوها وردوها مفلسين, so they will attend a bankrupt without any family and no wealth, ولا أولاد, no children, ولا جنود, and no soldiers, ولا أنصار, and no aids and assistance, كما خلقهم الله أول مرة, just like Allah created them the first time, عارين من كل شيء, they'll be naked of everything. فإن الأشياء إنما تتمول وتحصل بعد ذلك بأسبابها التي هي أسبابها, وفي ذلك اليوم تنقطع جميع الأمور. So things happen because of what you have prepared, the reasons behind them. On that day, all of these reasons will be disconnected. التي كانت مع العبد في الدنيا, the one which the slave had access to in this worldly life. سوى العمل الصالح والعمل السيء, the only thing which will remain is the good and the evil deeds. We seek Allah's refuge. الَّذِي هُوَ مَادَّةُ الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ Which is the currency for the life to come. الَّتِي تَنْشَأُ عَنْهُ وَيَكُونُ حُسْنُهَا وَقُبْحُهَا وَسُرُورُهَا وَهُمُومُهَا وَعَذَابُهَا وَنَعِيمُهَا So these deeds, good and bad, عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ Whether they are beautiful or ugly, whether they are pleasing or depressing, the punishment and the good, all of it is as per deeds. فَهِيَ الَّتِي تَنْفَعْ أَوْ تَضُرْ That is the only thing which will benefit or will harm. وَتَسُوءُ أَوْ تُسِرْ And it will be the only thing which will make a person unhappy or it will bring about joy. وَمَا سِوَاهَ مِنَ الْأَهْلِ وَالْوَلَدِ وَالْمَالِ وَالْأَنْصَارِ فَعَوَالِي خَارِجِيَّةِ As for the rest, in terms of children, family, in terms of family, child, wealth and assistance, all of these are unimportant. They are external factors that have absolutely no added value. وَأَوْصَافْ زَائِلًا They're just nothing. They're perishables. They're going to be gone. وَأَحْوَالٌ هَائِلًا It's just an affair that would be too difficult. Meaning, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ On the day where there were no wealth or child will be of any benefit except the one who comes to Allah with a sad heart. So the children and the wealth will be of no benefit except for the righteous believers. What time is it?
9:35.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ It will be said to them, and you have certainly come to us alone as we created you the first time. And you have left whatever we bestowed upon you behind you. And we do not see with you your intercessors, which you claim that they were among your associates. Wa alaykum salam. They were among you associates of Allah. It has all been severed between you, and lost from what? And lost from you is what you used to claim.
Why did I do that?
The Shaykh said, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ فُرَادَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ أَيْ أَعْطَيْنَاكُمْ You've left behind what we have given you. وَأَنْعَمْنَا بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ And our favor is upon you. وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ لَا يُغْنُونَ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا They do not benefit you in anything. وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْبُدُونَ مَعَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَغَيْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ لِلَّهِ The mushrikeen, they associate partners with Allah and they worship along with Him, angels, prophets, righteous people, and others. And all of these belong to Allah. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ يَجْعَلُونَ لِهَذِهِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ نَصِيبًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ But they give these creatures a portion of themselves, a portion of their ibadah. وَشِرْكَ فِي عِبَادَتِهِمْ And an association in their worship. وَهَذَا زَعْمٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَظُلْمٌ And this is nothing but a claim and oppression. فَإِنَّ الْجَمِيعَ عَبِيدٌ لِلَّهِ All of these are slaves of Allah. وَاللَّهُ مَالِكُهُمْ And Allah is their owner. وَالْمُسْتَحَقُّ لِعِبَادَتِهِمْ And Allah is the only one who deserves their worship as well. فَشِرْكِهِمْ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ وَصَرْفِهَا لِبَعْضِ الْعَبِيدِ تَنْزِيلٌ لَهُمْ مَنْزِلَةِ الْخَالِقِ الْمَالِكِ So their association of worship in that worship, their associations with Allah in that worship, and offering this act of worship to other than Allah is basically bringing down the majesty of Allah to the level of these poor creatures. Or they're elevating the status of these creatures to that of the Al-Khaliq, the Creator, Al-Malik, the Sovereign. فَيُوَبَّخُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ هَذِي الْمَقَالَةِ So they will be reprimanded and scolded on the Day of Judgment and that expression will be said to them. وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ أي تقطعت الوصل والأسباب بينكم وبين شركائكم All the connections and the ties you had with these parties of yours have been cut off. من الشفاعة وغيرها فلم تنفع ولم تجد شيئا. Whether it is intercession or other than that, it will be of absolutely no benefit. وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون من الربح والأمن والسعادة والنجاة. And what you claimed you will attain has gone. What did you claim? You claimed you will be successful. You claimed security and happiness and salvation. All of these have been taken away from you. Why? You worshipped others with Allah. And you claim that those will bring about your salvation يوم القيامة. You will get none of that. فنطقت بها ألسنتكم. So your own tongues uttered that. وافتررتم بهذا الزعم الباطل. And you became, you deceived yourself with this false claim of yours about these idols that you worship. And that includes the Muslims, quote unquote, who worship dead people in the grave. They're all included in that. Huh? Because it's not only speaking about those who worship idols and statues. Any type of shirk is included in this. Anyone who's waiting for, you know, Mawlana, I don't know who, this grave to bring about, I don't know what, for you or your wife or your children, it's all this. This is all shirk. These are dead people. Not only they're people, they're dead people. Who themselves need the help of Allah. Who could be burning in the grave? Allahu A'lam. No one can claim that this person has a tazkiyah from Allah that he is in a rawda right now, from Riyadh al-Jannah. No one has the nerve, the audacity to say that. No one knows. This is from the ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen. We don't know the condition of the person, let alone go asking for things. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, ادعوني, call me, أستجب لكم. I will respond to you. And the whole deen, the whole purpose of creation is that you don't worship others with Allah. How do you fall into that? It's pretty amazing. Subhanallah. الذي لا حقيقة له. Anyways, there's no truthfulness behind it. حتى تبين لكم نقيض ما كنتم تزعمون. On that day, you will see that the claim you made, it's everything was exactly the opposite. Everything was exactly the opposite of your claim. وظهر أنكم الخاسرون لأنفسكم وأهليكم وأموالكم. Then you will find out that you were the losers. You lost yourselves, you lost your family, and you lost your wealth. So with this, inshallah, we will conclude the dars. And if Allah Azza wa Jal allows us and we remain alive and healthy, we will begin the discussion ayah number 95 next week. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.